Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 354. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and for supporting me. And today, I just want to amp you up. That's what I want to do. I just want to hype you up in a way that you can remember and turn to it whenever you need it. Emphasis there on whenever you need it. AKA when you're tempted to do something or accept something that's beneath you, when you're tempted to lower your standards because you're feeling lonely, or when you're tempted to go back to your ex because you're tired of being single, or you're tempted in your life or in your career to think you're worthless or falling behind, everyone else has it figured out and you don't, whatever it may be. In those instances, I want you to remember how I hype you up here, and then you, in turn, hype yourself up. And it's just one idea, but it's been so effective for me in my life that I've really found that hyping yourself up in the way that I'm going to show you here, it really functions to cancel out negative emotions that arise. And isn't that the point of life? Like, I used to think that a happy life was one where I somehow figured a way out, like a hack, to live a life where I no longer felt any negatives. I no longer felt negative emotions. I thought I'd be happy once I figured out how to not be scared, not doubt myself, not be shy, not be unlovable, whatever it may be. I'd be like, oh man, you know, once I figure out how to not feel worthless or not feel unconfident, man, it's over for you all. And obviously that was a bit misplaced, because I realized, as I'm sure you have as well, that your life, my life, our lives are always going to be filled with negative emotions. I don't know a single happy, high-achieving, successful, fulfilled person who doesn't feel those emotions from time to time. But what I've learned makes a happy life is balancing those emotions. It's like overwhelming those emotions with an even more powerful emotion that effectively cancels them out, like triple stamping a double stamp, right? Balance. And in this case, it's all about amping yourself up to have this one emotion. It's one emotion that keeps those negative emotions in check. They'll still exist, but you overpower them with this other one, a healthy, compassionate one. And in this case, what I'm talking about here is the emotion of pride. When you're proud of yourself, oh, it's a powerful thing. It's such a powerful thing when you're truly proud of yourself and you amp yourself up to remember it. When you do it, it kind of kicks the ass of those other negative emotions. Those emotions or those people or those circumstances or whatever temptation you're facing. It like kicks the ass of them. It kicks the ass of insecurity, of temptation to settle, of loneliness, of acting out of fear, whatever it is. So that's what I want to do in this episode. I want to hype you up to remember this emotion of pride. And I titled the episode, Be a Baddie, kind of joking, but like I see that so much online, right? You be a baddie, maybe focused on women in my lives. I think it's really funny. My guy friends and I, we refer to each other as kings occasionally as a joke, obviously as a joke, like, what's up, king? How you doing? But like, whether you're a baddie or whether you're a king or whatever, I think it's great to hype yourself up, to hold yourself in high regard, because when you do, effectively, outside of the joke, outside of the cliche of the culture, what you're doing is you're essentially giving yourself a reason to be proud of yourself. And it's a very high energy, compassionate position to operate from in life. So that's what I want to help you do here in this episode. To learn to be proud of yourself and to preach it and to remember it. But obviously, you know, growing to be proud of yourself can take a long time. It could take a lifetime, in fact. But I kind of want to help you shorten that. I'm very impatient, as I'm sure you are. So I'll amp you up here real quick to show you how I do it in my life and how we can kind of give ourselves reasons to be proud of ourselves, even when we're kind of doubting that we have reasons. We can do this. And how I'll do this here is I'll speak how I speak to myself in instances where I need to be proud, where I need to remember who the heck I am. I'll speak to you how I speak to myself when I need to stand up for myself, when I need to not act out of fear or loneliness or insecurity or lack of confidence. And it goes like this. Let's say, for instance, that I'm feeling lonely. I'm tempted to go back to that person who left me, who didn't prioritize me, who only wants me when it's convenient for them. In response, my internal dialogue goes something like this. It goes, "Are you kidding me? Case, you're telling me that you've gotten to this point. You've overcome so much. You've grown so much. All those new standards you have that you created for yourself out of the wreckage of former relationships, all the ways you've grown to respect yourself where you didn't before, all the ways you've created your own validation for yourself instead of through other people. You're telling me you've done all of that and now you're just going to ignore it? You've come all this way. You've done all this work. You've grown so much. And this is what you're going to do? Heck no. Heck no." That's kind of like my internal dialogue. That's how I amp myself up. It's reminding me of what I need to be proud of in order to overwhelm those present emotions I'm feeling. Or let's say I'm not feeling very talented. I'm not feeling successful in my career. I'm tempted to think I'm never going to get to the point that I want to. My internal dialogue might go, "Case, are you kidding me? You're kidding me. You're telling me you've gotten to this point. You've worked your ass off for years. You've worked 4 different jobs. You've closed so many different deals. You've been in every business situation possible. You've always risen to the occasion and triumphed. You've come all this way. You've done all that work. You've grown so much. And this is what you're going to do? Heck no. Heck no." And this is kind of how I talk to myself, right? If you listen to the podcast, you know I'm big on hype self-talk, or like beating myself up a little bit. I know not everyone responds to that, but I think in this instance, everyone can kind of gravitate towards it. Proud of yourself. Give yourself a reminder of why you should be proud of yourself. I'm proud of what I've done in my life. I'm proud of how much I've grown. I'm proud of what I've overcome. And when I remind myself of those facts, it's funny because I almost get pissed off at myself. Reminding myself of what I've done and how I'm tempted in this moment to throw it all away because I'm feeling a certain negative emotion, it almost makes me angry in like a healthy way. It fires me up in a healthy way because I'm forcing myself to be like, I'm proud of what I've done to this point and now I'm going to throw it away? Heck no. And that's really what I want to encourage you to do. Amp yourself up. Be proud of yourself. Because truthfully, you do have things to be proud of. And maybe that's the biggest issue we're all facing here. We don't give ourselves enough credit in life. We don't give ourselves enough credit. And not like we need to force it. Not like in a pandering way. Not like, oh, you made it another day. You know, you completed your homework assignment. You know, you delivered the deliverable at work. Like, yeah, sure, be proud of little things, absolutely. But alongside of those things, you have big things to be proud of in your life. Legit big things. Things that you need to realize are worthy of you being proud of them. Because you are a baddie. You are a king. Whatever. Seriously, like I talk a ton about standards on the podcast, for instance. It's my favorite subject in the world. The standards you have today, that is, the ones that are super, super important to you, that you would never negotiate on, those are ones that came to you trial by fire. You created them in response to something in your life. You created them in response to going through something that made you realize you needed them. You weathered a storm and came out with higher standards. How is that not something you're proud of? Absolutely. Or the sense of worth that you have and that you carry with you in your life, even if it's not quite where it should be. How did you come to know that you're worthy, that you should stand up for yourself? Well, likely you went through a circumstance where you lowered your energy. You let someone walk all over you. But the next day you woke up and you said, never again. And that's why you know your worth today. How is that not something you're proud of? or in your career, let's say you finally got that job. You were so eager to get a job or that job and you got it. And you were so happy to finally have it. But then slowly you realized you weren't going to grow there or something, whatever. But you were nervous to leave. You were nervous to throw it all away. But ultimately you did. You quit. You moved to the next job. You moved to your next opportunity because you respected your growth and what you're capable of. It was a tough decision, but you did it. How is that not something you're proud of? Right? These are things we need to give ourselves more credit for. Yeah, they're just part of life, but it's part of life you should be proud of. Absolutely. And we all have these moments. We all have these moments we can look back at and be like, yes, I did that. And I'm proud of that. And I'm not going back. I'm not going back. So just think about that for a second. If you need to, ask yourself in your life, what are a couple things you've overcome? And then what did you do through that? What did you do with that lesson? What higher standard did it give you? What boundary did it give you? What self-respect did it give you? I know that you have those instances in your life, just as I know I do. And sometimes you got to dig deep to find them. But once you do, man, put them right in the front of your brain and hype yourself up with them. Turn to those things to fire yourself up. Those are things that you could turn to and be like, I did that. I did that. I changed here. I leveled up through this experience. I created that. And now in this moment, I'm tempted to doubt that. I'm tempted to throw it away. Heck no. Heck no. I won't throw it away. I won't level down because I'm proud of myself for getting to this moment. I think that's a really powerful way to live your life. I think that is how you live your life with leverage. You give yourself your own leverage just by being proud of yourself. Again, we're talking about pride, like the healthy pride, healthy, compassionate, confident pride. Remind yourself who the heck you are. Who are you? Let's go and turn to that reminder when you need it. Turn to it when you feel yourself doubting your worth. Turn to it when you're getting mixed signals from that person you're dating and say, I'm proud of myself for getting to this point. I'm not going to wait around. I've leveled up past that. Not again. Turn to it in your career. I made it this far. I've accomplished so much to get to this point. I'm not going to throw it away. I'm not going to let my career be stagnant. Heck no. Turn to it in any instance where you're doubting what you stand for, where you're tempted to let someone pull you back down, where you're tempted to allow someone to steal your energy or walk all over you. Heck no, because you're proud of yourself for getting to this point, and you're not going to let someone or something pull you back from a level that you already leveled up from. That's it. That's your pride. Whatever you're proud of, that's really the great equalizer in life. Looking back, just remember what you've overcome. Remember how much you've grown. It's a powerful thing because it shocks the system. Because as humans, we don't like to give up what we have, right? Let's tap into our innate behavior here. We don't like to give up what we've created for ourselves. We don't like to give up what we've already gained or what we've already won. And if you look proudly at yourself, at what you've done, at what you've accomplished, and in the moment, you compare it to what you're tempted to do, how you're tempted to give it up, how you're tempted to level down, you turn that human switch on, you'll get protective of it real fast. It's like, let's tap into this. Usually it's a negative human emotion, but let's tap into it here and make it a powerful, positive one. When you get protective of your shit, you're like, heck no, I didn't come all this way just to come this way. No, I'm keeping it. This is mine. And I think that should be your reaction. And that's how I've learned, again, back to the topic here, that's how you cancel out the negative temptations in your life. They'll still be there, but this overwhelms them in a good way. It's like that quote I really like from Franklin D. Roosevelt. He has that quote that says, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than fear. That's it. That's how I look at life. It's like happiness, for instance, happiness is not the absence of insecurity or doubt, but rather it's you remembering who the heck you are, what you've gone through, how much you've grown to get to this point. Happiness is not the absence of insecurity or doubt. It's realizing that your pride is more important, the healthy pride. It's looking back and realizing what exactly you've brought with you. And you're not going to give it up in this moment. You're not going to let go in this moment. That's a moment of temptation, a moment of fear, a moment of insecurity. No, you're not going to let go. because you've leveled up and you're not going to let someone or something or even yourself level you down. So frankly, that's all I wanted to do with this episode. I just wanted to remind you to reclaim your energy, to be proud of yourself, to remind yourself why you're proud of yourself, what you're proud of, and remind yourself of this frequently to the point where you find yourself in a circumstance where you're tempted to settle or doubt yourself or do something that's beneath you or let someone take you back from where you've already leveled up from, where you're in that moment, you remember who the heck you are and what you've already created for yourself. And you get compassionately protective of it. You say, heck no, I'm not going back from where I came. I've already done that. I've already grown past that. I've already leveled up. There's no going back. I think that's a really powerful way to live life. I think it's a life of leverage. And you have it. You have that leverage. You have reasons to be proud of yourself. And I hope you find a way to say, I am. I am proud of myself and there's no going back. So that's it. Shorter episode. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend, tell them to check it out. And if you could take 4 seconds as a favor to me and just give the podcast a 5-star rating on Spotify specifically, that would be so helpful. But that's it. I'll end it right there. Thank you as always for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me by visiting newmindsethudis.com. And until next episode, I'm out.